The plane was flying on its own. Then it ran out of gas.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about what happens when we learn the hard way that we're not as independent as we'd like to think.
For a while, you can fly on your own. But there will come a point where you will run out of gas. And you will discover in an abrupt way there is only room for one God in this universe.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. No matter how talented, intelligent, or independent you are, you're no match for the one who created you. Today, Dr. Evans talks about how life reminds us of that fact and what can happen if we forget it. Let's join him.
There are two worldviews. There are only two. They come in a myriad of different names, but there are only two ways to look at life. A worldview is a lens through which you view life. It colors how you see things. There is a humanistic worldview and a theistic worldview. A humanistic worldview is a man-centered worldview. Everything revolves around man. A theistic worldview is where everything revolves around God. Those are the only two options you have. You can call them what you want, but you either look at life theistically, your starting point, your reference point is God, or you look at life humanistically, where your starting point is man. And once you look at life through one of those lenses, it will color everything else you see. It's like putting on shades. The color of the shades colors everything. It colors education. It colors science. It colors relationships. It colors everything. You either have a man-centered worldview, humanism, or a God-centered, theistic worldview. The problem is, in order to be free, to function humanistically, man-centered worldview, either get rid of God, atheism, evolution, you got to dismiss the fact that there is a God so that I'm free to be all the man I want to be and not even have to deal with God. Or there is another option, and that option is, well, I can't get rid of God, so what I will do is I will elevate man to an equal level with God so that there's more than one God. Satan understood he couldn't get rid of God. I mean, how do you get rid of an eternal being? So way before man was ever created, he decided, I want to be like God. I can't get rid of him. He's inescapable, but if I can just elevate myself up so that I can become like him, then even though he exists, because I'm his equal, I can do what I want, he can do what he wants, but he can't tell me what to do because I'm like him. God established in the garden a boundary. He said, all these trees you can freely eat. However, the tree in the middle, you can't touch that one. That's off limits. Now, why does God create a boundary? Actually, the Bible tells us. You don't have to turn there. But Acts chapter 17, verses 26 and 27, God says, I have set boundaries around men that they might seek me. In other words, God, here it is, creates boundaries in order to create dependency. He creates boundaries to maintain the creator-creature distinction. Satan comes on the scene and he says, you can be like God. God said, this tree is off limits. You are not to learn independently of me. It's not that he did not want them to have knowledge. He did not want them to have independent knowledge. Knowledge independent of him. They were to learn under him, not learn independently of him. So he set a boundary. There is a line in the sand. Don't cross it. Now, enjoy everything. I want you to like me, and I want us to have a great relationship, but you can't be like me. And so we set a boundary, a limitation. That's what boundaries do. They establish limitations. But what he does is he does what he did when he rebelled against God. The Bible says in Isaiah 14, he wanted to be like God. You remember the Nike commercial, "I want to be like Nike." They sold a lot of tennis shoes with folk wanting to be like Mike. They sold a lot of jerseys, number 23, because folk wanted to be like Mike. If I could just be like Mike. But the problem is, it takes a lot more than tennis shoes to be like Mike. You got to be able to fly to be like Mike. It takes a lot more than a jersey with a 23 on it to be like Mike. Why? Because Mike is in a class by himself. He is unique among professional basketball players. So wanting to be like Mike, desiring to be like Mike, and wearing the paraphernalia that gives the impression you're like Mike doth not make you like Mike, because he's too unique. Satan is offering an impossibility. He's saying the reason why God set up the boundary is he does not want you to be like him. That's not the problem. The problem is, boundary or no boundary, you can never be like him. He is in a class by himself. God establishes in the Bible his uniqueness in so many ways. Let me just read you a few verses. For example, Isaiah 43 verse 10 says, "You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, in order that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me." He says in chapter 44 verse 6 these words, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and the last, and there is no God beside me. And who is like me? Let him proclaim and declare it. Yes, let him recount to me in order for the time that I established the ancient nation. And let them declare to me the things which are coming and the events that are going to take place." If you like me, you should be able to do what I do. He says in chapter 45, verse 5, "I am the Lord and there is no other God. Beside me there is no God, and I will gird you though you have not known me." He says, I am unique. Same way a teenager can't be like mother and father, there must always be a difference. God's creation can never be like God. There must always be a difference. God declared himself so unique that he says, you are not even in the Ten Commandments. He says, you are not even to make a replica of me. I don't even want you to take my picture. I don't want you to paint any likeness of me. Because if you even come up with an idea of what I look like, you're going to mess me up. God is infinite. Like science, looking at the universe, and they keep discovering more and more stuff is out there. And we, you know, we've been here thousands of years and we don't even know all the galaxies that are out there, because there seems to be no end. Why does there seem to be no end to the universe? Why? Because there is no end to its creator. That's infinitude. Now, if God exists in infinitude, there can only be one. Not only that, but just his characteristics. I mean, if you're going to be like God, you got to be able to do what God can do. Now go show me your universe. God says, where were you when I created all this? If you're going to be like me, let me see what you can do. Show me your stuff if you can be like me. The proof that you can never be like God is in the reality that you're going to die. You're going to die. That ought to humble us. On your best day, you're one day closer to the grave. You can't be like God. You got to know your limitations. Autonomous man. Man who believes he can live without God, make it without God, do science apart from God, create apart from God, will be rudely awakened. What was his draw? What was his ace? What was his card that he was going to play to make them think they could be like God? Verse 5 says, "For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God." Why will you be like God? Because of what you know. You will know good from evil. There is this information tree out there, and God does not want you eating from that tree, because you're going to know what he knows. He wants to keep you ignorant. Because if he can keep you ignorant, he can control you. And if he can control you, he can always tell you what to do. He can always be your boss. But if you go get that tree, you won't be limited by your ignorance anymore. And you will know what he knows. And if you know what he knows, you can do what he does. Now, here we believe in education. We want every one of our young people to not be satisfied with a high school degree and not be satisfied just with a bachelor's. But if you are so inspired and inclined and it is needed for the career you are pursuing, go get your master's, go get your doctorate, maximize the opportunity to learn, but don't be a fool. Because today we live in a world with educated dummies. They have educated themselves into oblivion. They have educated themselves into stupidity. They have educated themselves right out of any kind of sense. It wasn't that God did not want them to have more information. He did not want them to have information independently of him. Why? Because the worst person in the world is a person that has information they don't know what to do with. Information that they don't know how to handle. Information that they don't know how to control. Satan says that you will know good and evil. Now, what's the key here? It's in the word know. It's in the word know. You see, in the Bible, the word know is not simply the accumulation of data. Although that's part of it, to know something, you're collecting information. But combined with information was the aspect of control or power. He's not simply saying, eat the tree because you're going to know stuff you didn't know before, although that's true. He is also saying, if you eat the tree that is forbidden, you're going to be able to exercise power that is forbidden. Because knowledge equals power. If you can get more information, I mean, we tell people that, go to school, get your education, because then you can command a better salary. Then you can command more information. It has to do with determination along with information. In other words, if you rebel against God, you will not only share his knowledge, but because it will make you like God, the knowledge that you share will give you the power that he possesses. So it was information and determinism that you can determine your own future. You can be captain of your own ship. You can be master of your own fate. And he does not want you to run your own life, so he's keeping the tree from you in order to keep you powerless. God wanted them to know, but he wanted them to know underneath him, not in competition with him. But under the tutelage of humanism, men are studying the sciences in order to come up with foolish evolutionary theories that everything that is created has come from nothing. You got a Big Bang theory, but nobody can answer what went bang. Because they want information without subordination. It's like a teenager who wants mother and father to pay the bills, but they don't want to submit to the authority. They want the benefits of God, but they want to rebel against the God who gives the benefits. Man was created to think God's thoughts after him, not develop thoughts apart from him. Satan says, if you get your knowledge, then you can be like God and share his power. It's like a man asking three of his friends, what's the meaning of truth? One of his friends was a psychologist. He says, truth is what you feel it to be. Another one was an accountant, and he said, truth is what you need it to be. Another was a lawyer. He says, truth is what you can make it to be. And so you hear people walking around today talking about my truth. It's my truth. Because they have their own information bank, and that determines their own decisions.
Dr. Evans will be back shortly with more on why we need to let God be God. First, though, if you need more help doing battle against the devil's deception, Tony provides it in his current series called Six Lies of Satan. He says the only way to keep from being misled and messed up is to get a firm grasp on God's truth. This six-part collection blows the lid off a half dozen of the enemy's most popular misinformation strategies. If you request it right away, you'll also get a special keepsake edition of Tony's book, Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare. In it, Tony will teach you how to pray your way to victory when Satan attacks you through relationship issues, drug and alcohol problems, financial hardships, sinful impulses, and much more. We'd love to give you these life-changing resources as our thank you gift when you make a donation to help keep Tony's teaching coming your way on this station. Making the arrangements is easy, but tomorrow's the last day this special offer will be available. So visit us right away at tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222. I'll have that information for you again after part two of today's lesson. Here's Tony.
Now, he offers something very unique here. He says, take a chance. Take a chance. He says, God is holding out on you. You can have knowledge that you never dreamt of and power that you never dreamt of. You can be like God, but you gotta rebel in order to get there. Take a chance. He offers them a chance. You know it's a chance because they don't know what will happen. He says, risk it. Risk it. It's okay to risk it. Whenever you live by chance, you call it luck. Some of you call it the lottery. Whenever the driving force in life is chance, then you are living under the lie of Satan that life is not overseen by a sovereign determining God. It's by taking your chance. But it even gets worse. To eat of the tree was bigger than the message being sent. It was camouflaged brilliantly. The serpent was brilliant in this one. He said, look, God's holding out on you. It's you and God. God is not treating you fair. But let me tell you what he didn't tell them. He did not tell them that if you disobey God in this area, then watch this now, you will have disobeyed God at my word. In other words, it was the devil telling them to disobey God. So in order to disobey God, they would have to obey the devil. You follow me now? In order to disobey God, they would have to obey the devil. Now watch this. Whoever you obey is your God. So the devil was not just offering them knowledge independently of God. He was offering them himself as their new God. Because he wanted to be like God. Many of us live subordinate lives to the devil, even though we come to church, because who you obey determines who God is in your life. If you come to my house, you have to abide by my rules. Why? Simple. It's my house. I pay the note. I pay the utilities. I bought the furniture. Okay? It's my house. You can't smoke in my house. You can't use profanity in my house. Why? Simple. It's my house. Now, the problem parents run into with teenagers is they forget that. They pay no rent, pay no utilities, buy no food, but they want to set the rules. So we get to this crisis point. We say, you have to make a choice. Amen? I want you to enjoy the house. I love providing for you in the house, but in the house, my house, either adapt to life in my house or get your own. God had built Eden. That was God's house. God had set the rules because that was God's house. You don't like my rules, Adam? Go make your own. God keeps the creature-creator distinction. So what do? You surrender. Because if you don't, God will make it inextricably clear who God is and who you are not. The Bible is full of stories of God humbling people who would not humble themselves. The Bible says, humble yourself beneath the mighty hand of God, and God will exalt you. But the Bible says, to the proud, the arrogant, the independent, to the one who would be like me, since there will be no one like me but me, I will let you know you are not like me. Nebuchadnezzar, look at the great Babylon which I have built. I am the man, Nebi said. God let him go insane for 7 years. He came back to his senses and he said, let it be known, O Babylon, there is no God but one. In football, they tell the offensive line, no matter how big they are, stay low. So you have leverage, stay low. No matter how big you get in life, stay low. No matter what title in front of your name, how much money you have in your bank, how many people know who you are, stay low. Because the moment you use your knowledge, prestige, power, and resource to be like God, it will be made very clear very soon there is no God but one, so stay low. Humble yourself beneath the mighty hand of God. And don't ever believe the lie, you can be like God.
Dr. Tony Evans, explaining why nobody measures up to our Maker. He'll come back with a final story for today in just a moment. Don't go away.
Imagine the room is quiet. You take a deep breath as you settle in to study God's Word. And sitting with you is Pastor Tony Evans. Well, it sounds great, but the reality is Pastor Evans can't be there with you. But you do have access to all of his notes, articles, devotionals, video sermons, and much more through this historic release of his study Bible and commentary. Get yours today at TonyEvans.org.
And don't forget that our current double resource offer ends tomorrow. It includes all six messages in Tony's current series, Six Lies of Satan, focusing on how to recognize the devil's deceit and call him on his bluff. And the best-selling book, Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare, a look at specific ways we can turn to God for help winning the invisible spiritual battle going on around us. If we hear from you right away, they're yours with our thanks for your contribution to help keep the alternative coming your way each day. Don't wait. You can call our Resource Center day or night at 1-800-800-3222 or simply visit us today at TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements. While you're there, be sure to follow the link on the homepage that says Jesus. There, Dr. Evans has what could be the most important message you've ever heard. It's a quick explanation of how you can find God's forgiveness for everything you've ever done wrong and be 100% sure that you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ that guarantees you a place in heaven. You can also download some free follow-up resources, so check it out today. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Feelings are tricky things. We wouldn't want to live without them, but we can't always trust what they tell us, especially when it comes to sorting through our desires and setting our priorities. Dr. Evans will give us some guidance in that area tomorrow. Right now, though, he's back to close today's lesson with a final story.
There was a plane in Texas where the pilot had left the motor on, and somehow this plane engaged itself. It was without a pilot and took off. Plane took off and was flying on its own and kept on flying for 90 minutes. The plane was flying on its own. No pilot. Then it ran out of gas. Crashed. It was totally destroyed. For a while, you can fly on your own. For a while, you can take off and be somebody. For a while, you can act like God does not exist. For a while, you can play a little religion, but not be serious about subordinating yourself. And for a while, you can fly. I know they're atheists, and they look like they're flying. I know sometimes you look at the evil people, and you say, how come they being so evil can fly so high? It'll make you jealous sometimes when you look at folk who have no respect for deity, and they're flying high. Keep watching. Because sooner or later, they're going to run out of gas and be totally disintegrated. That's why the Bible says, don't be envious of the evildoers. Just because they're making money doing wrong, getting ahead doing wrong, don't get jealous of them, because you can fly high on your own for a while. But there will come a point where you will run out of gas, and you will discover in an abrupt way there is only room for one God in this universe, and you are not He. May God help us to not believe the lie that we can be like God. There's only room for one.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.